All right, let's get started. So the title of today's message is God's Goal is Your Character, Not Your Comfort. And our verse is from Ephesians 4:22 through 24. Take on an entirely new way of life, a God-fashioned life, a life renewed from the inside and working itself into your conduct as God accurately reproduces His character in you. Let's say that again. Take on an entirely new way of life, a God-fashioned life, a life renewed from the inside and working itself into your conduct as God accurately reproduces His character in you. So many religions and philosophies promote the old lie that humans are divine or can become gods. Let's be real clear. None of us will ever become God or even a God. That prideful lie is Satan's oldest temptation. Remember in the Garden of Eden, Satan promised Adam and Eve that if they followed his advice, they would be as gods. Well, this desire to be a god shows up every time you try to control your circumstances, your future, and the people around you. But you're a creature. You will never be the creator. God doesn't want you to become a god. He wants you to become godly. He wants you to develop His values, attitudes, and character. You know, we're all meant to take on an entirely new way of life, a God-fashioned life, a life renewed from the inside and working itself into our conduct as God accurately reproduces His character in us. God's ultimate goal for our life on earth is not comfort, but character development. He wants us to grow spiritually and become like Christ. So becoming like Christ does not mean losing our personality or becoming a mindless clone. God created every one of us different and unique, so He certainly doesn't want to destroy that. To be Christ-like is all about transforming your character, not your personality. Just remember that. Becoming Christ-like is not about changing who we are as far as our personality. It's about changing our character. So God wants us to develop the kind of character described in the Beatitudes of Jesus, Beatitudes, which is the fruit of the Spirit. You know, Paul's great chapter on love, Peter's list of the characteristics of an effective and productive life. You know, when you forget that character is one of God's purposes for your life, you're going to become frustrated by circumstances. You know, you may wonder, why is this happening to me? Why am I having such a difficult time? One answer is that life is supposed to be difficult. That's what enables us to grow. You know, many Christians misinterpret Jesus' promise of an abundant life. You know, it means perfect health, a comfortable lifestyle, constant happiness, full realization of your dreams, instant relief from problems through faith and prayer. They expect the Christian life to be easy. They expect earth to be like heaven. Well, this self-absorbed perspective treats God as a genie who simply exists to serve us and our pursuit of personal fulfillment. But God is not our servant. If you fall for the idea that life is supposed to be easy, you will either become severely disillusioned or live in denial of reality. Never forget that life is not about us. We exist for God's purposes, not vice versa. Why would God provide heaven on earth when He's planned the real thing for you in eternity? Spend your time on earth preparing for eternity. Spend your time on earth preparing for heaven by building your Christ-like character now. So three questions to ask. It's sometimes difficult to see how God is working on your character in the midst of difficult circumstances. What do you think God wants you to do when you don't understand how He is working in your life? Number two, how does an eternal perspective, focusing on the reward of heaven, change how you approach tough times right now? And three, in what ways can your gifts and abilities be more effective when they are aligned with God's purposes? So think about those three questions. But remember, God's goal is our character, not our comfort. Let's pray. God, we love you so much. Thank you for all you are, God, and all we're not. You are our God, and I pray that we look to you for guidance through tough times, if we're going through tough times, or when things are great, giving you all the blessing. Just guide us this day, Lord. Guide us every day of our life. Pray that each one of us are working on our character, building our character, and living as much Christ-like as we can and preparing for eternity with you. Thank you so much for all you do for us. Thank you for this day. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Everybody have a great day.